This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, I'm joined by Gareth Mullins, executive chef at Anantara, the Marker in Dublin, and at Forbes Street Restaurant within that emporium, co-host with Gary O'Hanlon of the podcast Dishing It Out. Gareth, good morning and welcome.
Morning, Pat. How are you?
Afternoon tea.
I know. It's all the rain that's been going on. I just said to myself, you know what? A little bit of bacon now might put a pep in everybody's step.
Now, when I was telling the gang that you were doing afternoon tea treats, they said, why is he doing it in January when we're all trying to be good?
That's the other thing. I mean, I'm not into that whole stop everything in January nonsense. So my approach to life is a little bit of balance, try and do a bit of everything all the time. So
okay, now you have brought me in some slices of two lovely cakes, a carrot cake with orange frosting and a lemon and blueberry drizzle cake.
Yeah, so I'm going to start with the carrot cake because I think
There's carrots
and apples in this one and a few raisins. It's grand. So the ingredients wise, what you're going to need first is 225 grams of self-raising flour, 2 eggs, 125 grams of brown sugar, 125 mils of sunflower oil. People kind of, that's the one people get a little bit funny about, but it really needs that oil to keep this cake nice and soft and nice and moist. So then the spices, you need a teaspoon of allspice, a half a teaspoon of ground ginger, and a half a teaspoon of ground cinnamon, 2 small apples that I want you to grate, 200 grams of carrot that I need you to grate, the zest and juice of an orange, and then 60 grams of sultanas or raisins, 50 grams of chopped walnuts, and 50 grams of almonds. And then the orange frosting couldn't be simpler. Cream cheese, icing sugar, orange zest, and chopped walnuts to garnish the cake. So preheat your oven to 180 degrees and grease. I made these ones in a loaf tin, but you could easily make it in a cheesecake tin, mm-hmm. or you can even make it in a tray bake if you want. Line it with some grease-proof paper, and then it's to make the cake. So you need a bowl. You're going to whisk the eggs lightly, add in the sugar and the oil, and whisk again until it all comes together. Then you've just put a sieve over the top, sieved in the flour, the spices, and you fold all that through. Then in with
don't overwork it, I presume.
Exactly. Like all these kind of cake type of things, it's not like a bread. You're not trying to release the gluten. You're just trying to bring it together till you can't see any of the white flecks. Just make sure all the flour's mixed in. And then all we're going to do is add in the orange zest and the juice, then in with the sultanas, the ground almonds, and the chopped walnuts and the fruit, so the carrot and the apples. Mix it all together. It's kind of like a loose batter, if you like. Pop it into your cake tin, stick it in the middle of your oven and bake it for 30 to 35 minutes. If you're using a smaller tin and it's a higher cake, you need to cook it a little bit longer, but a skewer or a knife into the centre of the cake. When you pull it out, it'll be clean. It's ready. Take it out. Don't try and take it out of the tin for about 5 or 10 minutes. Let it cool slightly and then turn it out onto a wire rack. This stops the cake from sweating. That's all it does. When it's totally dry, you make the frosting. All you do is whisk together the cream cheese and the icing sugar in with the lemon zest. If you wanted, you could put a little nip of whiskey in with that. Mm-hmm. Would be quite nice, but you don't have to. And then let it cool, put the kettle on, away you go. Lovely, delicious cake, very easy to do.
Now, lemon drizzle cake is an old favourite, but lemon and blueberry drizzle cake.
I like adding a little bit of fruit when I'm making the lemon drizzle cake. So you could use blueberries, blackberries, raspberries. I actually think I've shared this recipe before with raspberries, but it's a brilliant cake. So it kind of takes on the frame of mind of a pound cake. So it's like a Madeira mix almost. So you need 225 grams of softened butter, 225 grams of caster sugar, 4 eggs, 225 of self-raising flour, and the zest of a lemon, and really the whole lemon. You want it nice and lemony. For the lemon syrup, this you have to make this as well. This is 50 grams of sugar, a little bit of vanilla, 30 mils of lemon juice, and a little splash of warm water. So that we're going to actually add this to the cake after the cake is cooked. Then lemon icing, 250 grams of icing sugar, some lemon juice and a little bit of milk, and then obviously the blueberries, as we said. So cream together the butter and the sugar until it's light and creamy. So it's important that you leave the butter out of the fridge because it needs to be nice and soft so they mix together. Then after it's creamed and it's kind of went a lighter in colour, you fold in the flour, the egg, the lemon zest until it all comes together, and it'll kind of look like a batter mix almost. Line your, I've done a tin here, or as I said, like before, line whatever you're cooking it in with some parchment paper. Add the blueberries onto the bottom of, on top of the parchment paper, and then you put the cake mix on top. So you can see it, the top of the cake has this layer of almost blueberry jam.
Yeah, so what you've done is you flip it, obviously, when
exactly,
you take it out.
Exactly, you turn it upside down when it comes out, so the blueberries are looking at you. So bake it in the oven, 160 degrees, a little bit lower this time, for 40 to 45 minutes. When it comes out, let it cool, turn it out onto a wire rack, and then I just want you to puncture the end of the cake with a skewer, and you just feed the cake then with that lemon and vanilla drizzle that we made before.
Soak in.
It just gets really delicious and loads more lemon flavour. Then all you're going to do is turn it over so the blueberries are looking at you, and you cover the whole cake then in that wonderful icing. The icing is quite kind of wet, so it all falls down the side, and as it chills down it goes nice and crisp.
And I have a whole commercial break to
exactly to get stuck in, and you have a big pot of coffee there. Fair play to you.
Gareth Mullins, Executive Chef at Annantara The Marker, thank you very much for joining us. Now,
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.